105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories at 8:05. 8:21 this morning, another edition of the Roundtable, Stamford High School's online newspaper. WGCH Newsletter Time 7:51. Second Thursday of each month means State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Very well. Thank you.
All right. Lots to talk about. First, we're going to start with the next session coming up about a month from now. Tell us your thoughts. What's your, some of your priorities?
Well, you know, we're going to start walking into this new session facing improved performance on the budget. Looks like the revenues continue to come in excess of what we were expecting. It may give us an opportunity for further pay down of the pension debt, which I think I mentioned last time we paid down about $1.6 billion of our unfunded pension liabilities. That freed up about, I want to say, about $150 million in operating revenue to use for the state. The most important thing that's going on in the next session is the preparation of the reform of the state government. We've got a fairly large amount of the executive office. It's about 30,000 people. Those are the commissioners and commissions that in the state. And about of that 30,000, roughly 8,000 to 9,000, almost 30% of them are eligible for retirement. So it's a significant cost saving that could be facing the state, and we're going to have to look at reforming some how the state does its business. So a lot there in front of us.
All right, good. And the budget, of course, something you're working on now. Is this the long session or short session coming up?
No, we will be working on some of the reforms more than on the budget per se. I mean, what we'll do is make adjustments marginally to the budget. It's a biennial budget, so it was formed and calculated last year based on our precepts. It's obviously slightly different. I think more importantly than the budget per se, probably misguided you there, Tony. I think what goes on this session that's more that works is probably the final agreement and review of where we're spending some of the ARPA, the American Rescue Plan dollars that the Fed gave us. Make sure, you know, things like telehealth, you know, you've got issues with children in terms of some of the impact of COVID, some of the learning problems, some of the emotional problems, some of the addiction problems, unfortunately, we've seen. So they'll be working on reform there to make sure that we're getting the right resources to our most vulnerable residents or our children.
Okay. We've talked before about I-95. What's the latest with that, noise mitigation, et cetera?
We had a very constructive meeting with the governor last week. I want to leave that mostly to Fred, but I think we're reaching closer to a potential agreement on how we're going to resolve the infrastructure issue there, which is a combination of hopefully quiet pavement technology, some sound barriers, some quiet joints, so that when we come through the entire town, which is about a five-year project, a rebuild of 95, all the underpasses and overpasses, what I'm hoping is that we'll have a decent proposal from the DOT. I think it may require some cost sharing from us, but given what it'll do to the values in our neighborhoods in terms of the property values, et cetera, I'm pretty excited about the opportunity.
But getting back to infrastructure, what can we expect for Greenwich?
You know, the infrastructure plan, as we sat with the governor, we were talking about the infrastructure plan, and I had a preliminary meeting with Fred about that. There's a portion of the federal infrastructure funds and a significant amount that's discretionary, i.e. that you need to come into the federal government with the actual plan, kind of shovel-ready plan. Now, there's room in there, I believe, for some municipal infrastructure. So the town is going to have to start working on some potential plans for capital outlays, whether it be for storm drains, sewer repairs, you know, all the stuff we saw with this last big flooding. But we're going to have to start working and looking at the opportunity space there for some capital projects. It may require that we put some skin in the game, given the way the federal cost sharing is, which I think is, you know, anywhere from 60-40 to 80-20 or maybe even 90-10, i.e. that the federal government would come in with those larger percentages. But we'll really have to prepare ourselves if we want some of that infrastructure money to have some projects ready in the next year in the go-round to be able to go into the Department of Transportation with some plans for infrastructure. So there'll be big things afoot there, or at least the opportunity to get federal dollars for some of that.
And does this trickle down to the RTM, put your RTM hat on for a second, makes decisions on this money coming in?
Well, it'll make it, at some level, it'll be our approval, ultimately, of the allocation of the funds. But the first wave will be the DP, Department of Public Works, through Fred, getting some plans together, probably, for that infrastructure. The second piece will be the BET, figuring out in the capital allocation process, do we have enough in our rainy day reserve fund? Do we have to play around with the mill rate in terms of to have, you know, the 10, 20, or 30 million, if that's the percentage of the project that needs to be funded locally, you know, out of a $100 million project? It's hypothetical, obviously, but we're going to need to figure out if we're going to be prepared, and given what that may do for our infrastructure, you know, how can we get a maximum amount of federal cost sharing on some projects? So I'll get it, but it'll be after it's all been cooked and baked in terms of a project agreed to, approved on, and financed by BET. It'll show up on my doorstep, as it were, as an RTM member.
All right, and then circling back once again to the next session, do you have your eyes on any committees you'd like to serve on, staying where you are, or what?
You know, I had thought potentially of going to Commerce. Carolyn Simmons, who chaired Commerce, was elected as mayor of Stanford, so she vacated that position. I wasn't looking particularly for the chairmanship job, but frankly, I sit on four committees, which is probably one of the larger number of committees any of the people, any of the representatives sit on. I don't think I'm capable of taking on a fifth. And frankly, between energy and technology, transportation, and insurance, I think I've got a full plate. So I don't see myself going further than that at this point.
All right, fantastic. State Representative Stephen Meskers, as always, thanks for your time this morning. Have yourself a great day. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us on the second Thursday of each month, next Thursday.